33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from the Azores. I'm coming to you from Terceira, one of nine of these islands that are so remarkable, so much history, and so much fun. I first came to the Azores back in 1974 by accident. Why? Because if you look at the history of where these islands are located, in the early days of intercontinental transport by plane, there was not a plane. I'm talking about like the old Constellations or the DC-7s that could make it from New York to Europe without having to stop in the Azores for refueling. That's how people discovered it. TWA was it was a big location for TWA because they needed to stop for fuel. We had a huge Air Force base there. The British had one. We had one. The Air Force base is still there, but it's really now coming into its own because it's actually a real destination. Guess who flies here nonstop now? Delta Airlines from New York. It's only a four-hour flight. It's less time to go from New York to the islands of the Azores than it is to go from New York to L.A. So think about that. What a great location and so much fun. And as I'll talk about a little bit later in the show, there's so much to recommend this place. First of all, it's quiet. It's beautiful. It's not overcrowded in a world of over-tourism. And, I mean, unbelievable agriculture here. Unbelievable seafood here. And believe it or not, and I just went to one, they have bullfights here. However, listen up, this is the one place in the world they don't kill the bull. They just play with it. And it's a whole lot better way to see it. Ernest Hemingway notwithstanding, I like the Azores. But one reason alone, they don't kill the bull. I mean, sooner or later, the bull's going to die, but not in the bullfight. And that says a lot. Hey, let's go to your emails right now. Here's one from John Daly who writes, do you have links to findings about airlines and baggage weight scales? I think John was referring to a show I did recently, which I said, when you go to the supermarket and you buy a pound of apples, you weigh them on a scale. And you have to trust in that scale because that scale has been inspected by the city, right? The Bureau of Weights and Measures. Who's inspecting the scales at the airport? It's your word against them. And we all know that if you're 1 pound over, you can pay as much as $250 for excess baggage. It happened to a friend of mine flying on JetBlue. She didn't know any better. She was flying from New York down to the islands. Her bag came in at 51.5 pounds. She was 1.5 pounds overweight. They charged her $185. That's about as much as she paid for her ticket. So what I was talking about, John, was to get your own digital scale. They cost under $10. And you bring them, you can pack them in your carry-on. They're very small, and they attach to the handle of your bag. So before you ever leave home, you put the scale on the bag handle and lift it. And it tells you exactly if you're under 50 pounds or not. But then bring it with you, because if somebody wants to dispute that at the counter, you can show them your scale. And take a photograph while you're at it. Nobody wants to get hosed for a pound and a half. But forewarned is forearmed, and I'm just telling you. Here's one from Keith Woodward, who writes, what are my rights on a flight, he mentions the airline United, for a flight they delayed due to mechanical issues, thereby I missed my connection and a hotel and transportation? Well, airlines are usually covered if the flight is canceled because of weather. That's their, you know, that's an act of God. Everything else, you have rights. But you have to basically engage the airline. They're not going to necessarily volunteer what your rights are. You have to remind them of what your rights are. And there's a sliding scale that nobody wants to talk about. It's based on your status at the airline. If you're a multi-million miler from the airline, well, they might get you a hotel and maybe a meal voucher. If you're a schlepper in the back of the plane, they might give you a meal voucher for a hot dog. And that doesn't solve your problem about getting connected again, because as we all know this summer, every flight is full. And if you miss that connecting flight, the next one's going to be full too. You may be out of luck for a day, 2 or 3 days. So here's what you need to do. The last thing you need to do when a flight gets canceled is stand online. Because by the time you get to the front of the line, your options are over. You need to get the 800 number of the airline, call them directly, make sure you have your flight confirmation number. That's a six-letter digit confirmation code so that you get protected. You can even do that from the plane if you're delayed. If you have Wi-Fi on the plane, you can log on. Or if you have texting ability, you could actually tweet them. Airlines are very good now at monitoring Twitter about solving problems. You need to get this handled right away, because for every minute you lose once a plane is delayed, your options exponentially disappear. So your rights are they need to get you to where you need to go within 4 hours of the original contracted time that says on your ticket, or you qualify for some kind of compensation. What that compensation is depends on how nice you are, how influential you are, how many miles you have, and who gets there first. I'd be interested to see what happens on your next flight, Keith, so that you can tell me what happened when you exercised those rights. Okay? Here's one from Daniel Carey who writes, I'm thinking of going to Munich at the end of the summer, but I keep hearing it's boring and overrated. Is this true? If so, I'd be willing to look into some other nearby cities. Oh, I disagree. It's not boring at all. Munich is a happening place. The two hottest cities in Germany to visit this summer are Munich and Berlin. I mean, their market situation, the nightlife, the food. And take a look at the map. You basically use Munich as a hub and drive all around Bavaria. It's amazing. And by the way, you know what the speed limit is in Bavaria, right? There is none. It's the Autobahn madness. A lot of fun, by the way. But seriously, Munich is definitely a must-see. It is not boring. And in my book, it is definitely not overrated. Back with more of a place that is truly underrated, the Azores, when Ion Travel returns right after this.